We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning, a football Friday, live from Borgata Hotel Casino in Spot, Atlantic City. And I'm going to tell you the truth. We are not going to be able to cover everything over the next 4 hours. It is an embarrassment of riches in sports in Philadelphia. Keith Jones is here today. Jonesy.
Good to see you, buddy. Great day to be here.
Al Borganti is here today.
Here again.
Rhea Hughes is here today.
Good morning.
Now, we won't be doing our picks till Monday. Yes. Dick Vermeil, we move to Monday. Mm-hmm. Mike Lombardi will stay in his normal Friday at 7 slot. We moved out Dick until Monday. We brought in Brian Baldinger to break down a massive game Monday night. We've got history in the broadcast booth, a new play-by-player for the Sixers, and it is a woman, Kate Scott, here to analyze that at 8:40 is our TV guy, Jay Black. And at 9:15, the voice, play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football, and a good friend of both Al Morganti and Keith Jones, Steve Levy, will be on here, Al, to talk about whether or not he's annoyed that there's an alternative broadcast now with the Mannings.
Yeah, they got double the ratings.
I was saying to Jonesy that if somebody was doing an alternate thing of our show, that I would try to stop it.
Yeah, that's impossible.
And that I would be unhappy about it. And
you would sabotage it.
And I would sabotage it, and I would publicly rip it. Yes. Will Steve Levy do that with the Mannings?
It's a good question.
Because if he does, we got something here.
Yeah, but he's out of a job.
In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we got winners and weasels.
Yo.
I had an unfortunate moment. I have never done this, Al, and I made a mistake this morning. You are not supposed to talk on the phone when you're in the commode.
No, and I had to drop your phone.
I had an unfortunate situation involving my phone, FaceTime, and Ava Graham. Well, no, I'm not going to explore it yet. A couple of minutes. Let me get some of the important stuff in first. I'm been assured nothing serious happened there.
Yeah. But it's an unfortunate thing for Ava, not for you.
All right, would you shut up? He can't wait, Al, to tell jokes, bad jokes that make me look foolish and small. Especially
they belittle
small.
You.
All right, but there's a lot of and now we got. Let me jump right in the deep end. We will be talking soon about the Phillies' comeback because it was impressive.
Yeah,
but maybe I'm just a glass half empty guy right now with that team, but I couldn't be more frustrated with Girardi, and I am still done with Aaron Nola.
Oh my God.
And we will get to that because how excited should I be about a huge comeback by the Phillies in a critical game, two out of first now, when the opponents are playing cornhole in the bullpen during the game? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think they would. The Pirates were taking that game that serious.
Didn't look that way.
Didn't seem that way,
not
right?
At all.
But
the Phillies came back.
All right, we kind of have a recurring theme on our show this week, and I got to get your thoughts on this because I'm still trying to figure out. I guess I like it, but it's bold. So Nick Sirianni is on Dallas Week.
Yeah,
his first one ever. He has been around long enough to hear the feedback from fans, and he knows that the fans in this city consider the two Dallas games a level way above any of the other games.
Yes.
He knows that,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's smart. So he rolls out 3 days after, blaming himself for the San Francisco loss, which he should have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He comes out wearing a beat Dallas shirt and then announces that he's going to keep wearing it all week, and then his family's going to wear it
all week. Did, yeah.
So let me take you through this. So he's starting. Oh, by the way, if you're going to Dallas for the game on the night, could you call me in as soon as you can? Because I got this theory going that away games are different now. That away games are different now because of the COVID. That more tickets are available in every city, including our own.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw it last Sunday with the Niners. We saw our Eagle fans in Atlanta. And I'm wondering if we're going to see 10,000 people in Dallas who are wearing Eagle stuff. If you're going, could you please call it? I'm going to give you a priority status the first few minutes of the show because I'm trying to figure out if this is going to happen in every city now. Do you know the road team is ahead of the home team so far the first 2 weeks in the NFL?
That's interesting.
And it just seems like it's a trend now that opponents are getting into the other building because so many more seats are available from people who are season ticket holders and opt out but retain the rights to their ticket.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So we're going to – if you are doing that, please call me as soon as you can, 215-592-9494. So let's start with Nick and the rivalry because this was his first chance to really address it as the head coach of the Eagles. And here's what he said about Eagles and Dallas.
I just know how heated the rivalry is and that it's the rivalry that feels to me – like, since I've been in NFL for the past 14 years, like, this is the one that feels most like the college rivalries that you – and that's pretty special.
Is it, Al? Is it like a college rivalry?
Yeah, it is.
The difference is that you get to hate the opponents for more than 4 years.
Yes.
Or 3 years or 2 years or whatever it is in college. Yeah. When you hate a guy – like, we got to hate Troy Aikman for
a
decade.
No. Back up. You don't just hate somebody for 4 years when you're in college.
What do you mean?
You hate him forever.
Ange, what do I do with Billy King all the time?
I've hated. Okay. So that carries
bitter.
On
yes,
afterwards.
Yeah.
But you don't get to hate them within the game for longer.
No.
You
can,
here's the thing that's weird, though. Like, Ezekiel Elliott is a guy we've kind of focused
on.
He's almost not worth focusing on now, right?
Well, he's not the guy.
He's not the main guy now. Tony Pollard is.
Yeah, yeah.
So he only got 3 or 4 of those years. It's almost like college. And then he lost some of his skills because running backs don't last that long in the NFL, right? You got to adjust. So now you should be hating Tony Pollard and Dak Prescott.
Yes.
And then hopefully in a couple of years, Dak will be done and we could hate the next quarterback. But anyway, so let's get more from Nick on what the fans have been telling him about their Cowboy hatred.
You can definitely feel it. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times since I've been here, you know, when I have an interaction with a fan, it's like, hey, beat Dallas, you know, and I think that's really cool. I think that's awesome. So I really love the fact that I'm able to partake in this rivalry, and it means a lot to the city. It means a lot to our team. And it means a lot to this building.
Jonesy, here's the problem. If he coaches a games Monday night, like he did last Sunday, it's amplified.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a long week.
He can't do that.
No. Nope.
He can't be first and goal from the one and call those play calls.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know that?
Yes.
Does he feel that extra pressure to get
this
right?
Yeah, I think he felt it even after losing the previous game. I think he came to grips with it after a couple of days, but he'll be more focused on the job at hand against Dallas. This is a gigantic test for him. This is this is a playoff game is what it is, and you know how much is on that. So,
but he was exposed Sunday as a novice.
He was.
As a play-calling novice who did not have a good plan when all he really had to do was quarterback sneak in and get a 10-0 lead.
Yeah.
That was the moment in the game, and he choked in it.
He did.
But to his credit, he came out and he went, I blew it. And I didn't expect that. You got to be pretty secure that you know what you're doing. If you come out after you blow a game and say, I blew the game.
Yeah, especially as a first-year coach. I mean,
but that's fine. You blew a game. Okay. Don't blow the Dallas game.
Yeah, you can do it once.
You can't blow the Dallas game.
You said it to him when he was hanging up the other day. You said, just beat Dallas and everything will be fine.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, If he does that against Dallas, he's on his way to a short tenure here. Because the fans are going to turn on him.
Fast.
You think I've done this long enough to know? You could blow a game early in your first year and people will get over it. But don't blow the Dallas game in the third week.
Yep, exactly.
He's got a ton of pressure on him.
He does.
And then he amped it up. He amped up the pressure. It's already on billboards or whatever they use now in Dallas that he's walking around wearing this shirt. And here's what he said about that.
I'll be wearing this all week. My kids got it. My wife has one. And, yeah, we'll be wearing them.
Ricky, Rhea, rookie mistake?
Well, I mean, I remember when Doug, was it last year when he said we're going to go down to Dallas and win?
Yeah,
and they didn't.
That's
and
right.
That was bad. I mean, he's...
Where's Doug now?
He's
I guess
not coaching.
That worked
didn't
so
work
well.
Didn't work that well. He's having a little fun with his T-shirts. I mean, Dallas will use it, I'm sure.
All right, I got one more thing to kind of give boost the rivalry a little bit. Because this show is represented on national television.
Cool.
You realize that,
okay.
Huh? We sometimes what we do is we have offspring, and then they become much more famous than we do.
Awesome. Okay.
An example of this is Colleen Wolf.
Okay.
Yes.
Colleen Wolf is a phenomenon now at NFL Network.
She's great.
And she works with a man that, frankly, we now don't hate, but hated with a passion during his time as the Cowboys, Michael Irvin.
Yes.
And last night on NFL Network, just to spice things up, Colleen and Michael disagreed on who they're rooting for Monday night. Let's listen.
Irv, what do you think? Should we watch the game together on Monday, Eagles-Cowboys? What are you doing?
First of all, I'm going to be at the game because Coach Johnson's going in to the Ring of Honor, so I will be there with my coach honoring him. Watching your Eagles get beat down.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see about that come next week, all right?
Whoa.
That's why we're on separate parts of the desk here, ladies and gentlemen.
See, this is what I love about it. They're already joined. And Colleen, Colleen is you know, she's young. You never played. She's right in Irvin's face.
I love it. She's too small, yeah.
Now, you understand. I realize that's Colleen. It's not us.
Yeah.
But we taught her.
Yes. She
that's
was,
our teaching.
Yeah, she was great from the
when
start.
When she's
though.
Getting in Irvin's face,
yeah.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's
it
you
is.
Know what it's like?
It's that personality.
For me personally, proud dad. That's my girl.
You should feel that
that's
way.
That's my daughter.
Didn't she win the intern competition?
Of course she did.
She
and then she ran
again.
It.
It was awesome.
Then she ran
she
it.
You're fired.
But understand something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my broadcast daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was in Irvin's face.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I kind of like Irvin now, but that's a whole separate story. Here is your number. Who's going to Dallas? What, you all sleep late? 215-592-9494. Let's get this thing going. I got Dave, the Say What guy, on the line right now. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Angelo, you ain't Commodio man, are you?
What are you talking about? What?
Commodio
no, I
want
to know. I got to know, Dave. Do you think the coach did the right thing by rubbing in Beat Dallas on the shirt?
Hey, listen. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to beat Dallas. But listen, I'm glad that he lost to the 49ers because I cannot take losing to Dallas.
See, that's the thing. He can get away with it with the Niners. What if he blows Monday night's game?
Oh, man, we're going to be in trouble, man. But I think he's going to learn. I think he learned from his rookie coaching mistake. So I'm glad he lost early because now he knows what it feels like to lose. So he's got to go into Dallas, and he got to go into Dallas strong, man.
Does a bad loss, Jonesy, refocus you?
Yeah, it can.
It can.
It can also, you know, force you to lose your confidence a little bit, too.
Ooh.
So it's a fine line, especially for a young coach.
But if you're losing your confidence, you're not wearing a Beat Dallas shirt the week of the game.
Or maybe you're compensating for it.
Ooh.
I'm okay with that shirt, man.
Sir Jonesy, that was a very deep psychological remark you made.
Yes, I'm very intelligent. Give me one.
All right, Dave. So what's going to happen Monday night?
I think they're going to go into Dallas and whoop them.
All right, Dave, let's do the two sides so people understand what's at stake. If the Eagles beat the Cowboys on Monday night, what kind of week will Dave the Say What guy have next week?
Oh, man, I'll be looking for every Dallas fan I can see. And
all
you
right,
know
Dave.
I'm going to get on them, every Dallas fan.
And, Dave, if they lose Monday night, what kind of week will Dave the Saywalk guy have?
Oh, man, it's going to be a sad weekend, a sad week for everybody. Because Dallas, man, is like a Super Bowl to us. Whether we have a good season or not, as long as we beat them, we're happy.
Dave, I got to tell you something. If the Eagles do lose Monday night, I think I'm going to observe the COVID restrictions and stay home.
Good idea.
Just, you know, you never can be too safe.
Exactly.
Dave, you're my first guy. Would you go to Dallas if I could get you tickets?
Probably so.
All right, well, I can't get you tickets, so don't worry about it. I'm just trying to get Dave, give me what, Dave? Give me what?
I'm going to give you the Eagles chant. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Dave. Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. When I say give me one, you don't have to say I'm going to give you the Eagles chair. That's automatic.
Yes,
that's what
is.
Give me one
means.
Well,
he might have thought it was say what.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
confused.
Right. He does have a couple of shticks.
Yeah.
All right. Let me open this up. 215. I got Tom from Alabama and you. Who's going to the game? Who's going? And would you walk around, if you were the head coach of the Eagles, after you blew game two, with a shirt all week and even your little kids saying beat Dallas? Is that a good idea?
No.
There's two ways to look at it, Josie. Either one, it's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Or two, he's pandering to the fans of Philadelphia.
Well, that won't work for long here.
You decide. Now, when we come back, Al, with delicacy, I'll explain what happened in the bathroom with my phone and Ava Graham. 215.
Sounds like a game of Clue.
I did it in the bathroom with the phone, and it was Ava Graham.
That doesn't sound
215. Good. 215. No, it's not right at all. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 660.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.